20 minutes after 8 o'clock, a very special guest. He was with us for a long time ago, came back, and now he's going to have his own show. You're going to like him, too. Sunny, dry, mild today. The high's near 75. The Connecticut Channel 3 early warning weather for tonight. Clear skies, lows around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild. The high's near 71. And right now, we've got Colchester at 46, Thomaston at 43, Hartford and Waterbury at 46 degrees. Daniel.
Brad, he's in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair. Joe Young from Joe Young Studios. Joe, good morning. Welcome to
good
Brad
morning.
And Dan.
It is a pleasure to be here.
And welcome to the Talk of Connecticut. You're going to start a show, aren't you?
Well, we've started the show.
Okay.
The first show came out in October, and it's called If. I remember I was writing a book called If.
Yes.
So now I've created a radio show called If, where people call in or I interview them and they tell me, if you're in a certain situation, what do you do to deal with adversity? So it's a story of triumphs. So it's kind of like chicken soup for the soul, but on the radio.
All right. Oh, terrific.
Yep.
No, that's great. Give us a little background as to how you're able to get the program going.
Well, again, you know, what we do is just repackaging what we do. And then, you know, I know some celebrities and some regular folks. So we have a young lady who comes on. She talks about if you ever have an encounter thing, like if you're HIV positive, she says, don't give up. We also have, if you remember the Jamaican bobsled team. Who
oh, yes.
In the movie Cool Running. Yeah. We have the original member coming on talking about it.
Wow.
In November, we have Cedric the Entertainer coming on. So it's local and national celebrities who tell their stories. If you're ever in a situation, what do you do? So it's a blueprint.
Now, that the time of that.
Yeah, give us the show's on when.
It's on WDRC, the
right,
Talk of
course,
Connecticut.
Talk of Connecticut.
12:30 on Sundays.
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's
every
fabulous.
Sunday.
12:30.
Every Sunday. Yep.
So give us a preview of this coming Sunday show.
This Sunday, again, we'll have the bobsled guy, he'll be talking.
Right.
We also have the woman, and we have great music on it, too. Inspirational, motivational music is our guest, too.
Right.
So it's just, you know, I want it to be a show of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're ever going through something, what do? Not based on other people's experience, so you don't have to recreate the wheel.
When did I meet you?
Well, I met you, well, you know.
100 years ago,
no,
right?
No, you with Noah and Moses and all that. Yeah. But I've always been a fan of yours as a kid, Brad. You know, you inspired. When you thought radio, you thought of Brad Davis. You know, we didn't meet till decades later. But, you know, my family knows you. We listen to you in the mornings. And you were my favorite, too, when there was no school. We would listen to WDRC on little transistor radios. You know,
well,
so
you're here now.
Yeah, it's exciting time. And to be part of, it's Connecticut's oldest station. And just to be part of that history is something amazing. And my whole family lives in Bloomfield. My dad's listening now.
Oh, that's terrific. Yep. Tell us a bit about Joe Young Studios.
Well, you know, just still doing you know, a lot of multimedia work. We just finished a comic book with Dr. Burl Bailey called Punctuation Posse. She brought us in as illustrators and doing graphics. That'll go national. And on the 27th, there's a big to-do in Rocky Hill. Also, the Hartford Fire Department contracted us to do comic books with fire safety.
Oh, wow.
And we're still doing commercials with Howard, you know, so
yeah.
We're just... We're still working with the boy band, still doing the workshops in the schools. I got a really good team. I also started a grounds company where we do landscaping and snow removal. I teamed up with a guy up in Springfield, so I'm real busy.
When do you sleep?
But having fun.
When do you sleep?
I don't. But I think we're fortunate that we can't wake up every day, so it's really like we're getting paid for a hobby.
You're right.
You know, so we're living a great life.
Mm-hmm. Now, but you live in Springfield now, right?
Yes.
So you've got to make that drive every day. That's not the easiest.
Well, it's like going from one side of Hartford to the other, if you think about it,
yeah.
with lights. But, you know, 70% of my day is in Hartford.
Driving today, though, huh?
Oh, there was a bad accident in 91.
Big time. Big time.
All over. I heard it's
yeah.
different
it's a
places.
Mess. All Route 6,
know.
91, everything.
Yep.
And you got caught in it. But now, let's talk a bit about the summer program that you had. You got some children in, the students. How did that work out?
Oh, it went excellent. The kids learned, Photoshop,
yeah.
video editing, animation. But we also do program in schools, you know. So, like, in Jimoki, we're in schools, and we have an internship program now. So we keep going.
Dealing with Photoshop and dealing with animation and dealing with a lot of the video?
Yep.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yep. And then working with Andrew Woods with Hartford Community Care, we're developing...
Know him well.
Yep, with leadership and trauma. So kids are developing these animated pieces on trauma and leadership through Andrew's program, but they brought us in to work with the kids with the digital arts.
Give us a perspective of the students' mindset in this day and age, because we hear so many stories, kids today, students today. Give us an overview.
Well, again, you know, I think you have to look at it positively. There's challenges, but these kids today are smarter than we were. They're using technology to their advantage. They're able to message, and you know, and kids are kids no matter what. And there's a lot of great kids in our future, so I'm hopeful with our kids. I think it's how you look at it, though.
Yeah, that's great.
You know.
Yeah, that's positive. There's a lot of positive things going on, right?
A lot of, and it's how you apply it, but I think the parents' influence is so important because they follow by example. You know, sometimes you got to be strict with your kid. My daughter, Paige, we were hard on her. She's 21. She graduated with honors from Boston College. She came in here. And now she's in Korea teaching.
Oh, wow.
You know, but again...
Graduated from BC.
Graduated from BC.
One of the best.
One of the best. But she's there because we said no a lot to her. Right. Not always yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and when I do work with kids, I see, even myself, I can even step up more as a parent. But I think parents even have to step up even more.
Tough for a parent to say no.
Oh, it is. Especially a little girl. Boys are easier.
Yeah. You know, and so, the little girls usually go to dad because they know they'll probably get a yes out of dad.
Yeah, oh, mom will say no. mom, you're right. You're right. No, the little girls are, you know, something else.
Well, I just think...
And they have attitude, too, when they still get it.
I just think what I... And Dan, too, but I just think how great it is to have you here at this station. And I'll tell you something, noontime on a Sunday, you would be surprised during the weekend the people that hit radio. There are more cars on the road. They all go to, you know, a lot of people go to church, back and forth, the whole thing. It's a terrific time. No, people don't usually think that, but I know that.
No, and like I said, we started in October, and right. My phone was ringing because they heard me on WDRC.
That's great.
I'm getting more calls because this than bill collectors. So. So no, you know. So just look into, you know, just like you guys have the blueprint, trying to make the best show possible. How you guys produce a show, the guest, how you do your research. So, you know, I'm still a newbie, but you know, looking at what you guys do, I think that. If I could do half of what you guys do, I'll
be... Oh, you're awesome. Don't kid yourself. Yeah. So, again, give us a preview of this coming Sunday show.
Okay, like I said, we have great, great music by Janetta Bennett. She's going to do some gospel things with it. In the future, we have inspirational music, too. And, again, this month we're just repeating the show. So we have a young lady who's telling people, if you ever go through something like, whether it's cancer, if you have HIV, don't give up. You know, you flip it. Also, we have Devon Harris, who was part of the original Jamaican bobsled team.
Wow.
Yep. But next month is going to be a big, big, big one.
Well, give us an overview of November. Give us a tease as to what we can expect on November.
Interviews. We have a famous comedian from Kings of Comedy. We interviewed him, Cedric the Entertainer. We'll have... Gary Payton, NBA player. We do a throwback because Jim Noble, who he passed, you know, not too long ago, we did an interview with him before, so I'm tying it into If, and he's telling people how you can make it as an actor in Hollywood. He was with the TV show Benson. He was the governor. He passed. So we have some throwback that we're going to also put in there.
Awesome stuff.
Yep. Glad you made it today, though.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It is my pleasure.
Well, tune into the show, Talk of Connecticut, WDRC AM 1360, and our fellow stations, 12:30 Sundays.
Yep.
All right.
And the show's called If.
If.
And if you have a story, send it in. If you want to be interviewed, if you have a story to tell, Tell us, and we'll get you on air.
Awesome.
The one and only Joe Young that we've known for years and years, and he's now with us.
Thanks,
thank God.
Joe. Awesome stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
8:30 in the morning, news coming up, and we'll be back.